If I had to guess, the Cleveland Browns were feeling pretty good about themselves until Trevor Davis's punt return. That's when they said, uh-oh. The return, a combination of Davis's natural ability and his teammates doing whatever they could to allow him to use it. The first good thing on the return, Josh Hawkins with a block. The first bad thing, an unblocked Cleveland Brown. But watch Davis. He makes a slick move to his right, and he buys himself some more time. But there's still plenty of Browns to worry about. Look, it looks like they have a Bermuda Triangle of cover people. But watch Davis. He's going to take care of them all with one hellacious cut. Look at that. That is what you call an ankle-breaking cut. One more time, and watch the Cleveland Browns struggle trying to keep up with Davis. And now he is cooking with gas because he's headed toward his wall. And I want to focus in on two-thirds of it, Lemsey Pipkins and Joe Thomas, and watch how they use finesse on their blocks to make sure they don't get called for anything illegal. Now, those are not the most physical of blocks, but they are effective. And Davis has now got a lot of green grass in front of him. Next guy we want to look at, Geronimo Allison. That young man, he's from the University of Illinois, so he's a very creative individual. He's going to reverse fields and use a seldom seen butt block to put another Brown on the ground. And now Davis, he's picking up blockers all over the place. Fackrell, Hawkins, Joe Karras, Jeff Janis, and they finally get Trevor Davis down after 65 yards, his longest punt return of the season.
Frankly, you know, him and I had a talk earlier in the week, and I told him he's the guy. I mean, he's been on the cusp of breaking out. He's right there. I mean, he breaks tackles, and he has the ability to finish it, as you can see, as he did on that last return. That's one of five huge plays in the game that put us in position to win the game. So, yeah, I'm a big believer and fan of Trevor's.
65-yard return! My goodness!
Can you say timely, Wayne?